Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the Angels losing yet another game, the offensive woes that have really been plaguing the team over the past month or so. And then we're going to try to end on a positive note and talk about the promotions of Chris Rodriguez, who made his first major league start against the Rangers on Monday, and also talk about Joe Adele being called up and what that means for the rest of the season. But before we get into the episode, as usual, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94. You can find the podcast at Locked On Angels. You can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast wherever you get your podcast from. So happy Tuesday. Hope you are doing well. Unfortunately, we still do not have much to talk about from the Angels' success at the major league level. It was yet another dud of a game for the offense. So that part is going to be pretty quick in this episode. Luckily, we do have a little bit to talk about in terms of the Angels promoting two more of their top prospects slash minor leaguers up to the major league level and kind of just talking about what this means for the rest of the season. Before we do get into that, there was a scheduling update I wanted to inform you about at the top of the episode. I'm not going to be able to do this Friday's episode, so we're going to move the usual Friday fan mailbag up to Thursday. So if you have any questions, we're going to answer all of those on Thursday's episode this week and take a 3-day weekend. So why don't we get into talking about the Angels game? Let's start with the thing that we really don't want to talk about and then move into something that's a little bit more enjoyable to think about. And that's the Angels losing yet again. And this was another anemic performance from the Angels offense. That is a recurring theme over the past month or so. They lost 4-1. And I think what's most disappointing is they're doing this against maybe not some of the best pitchers that happen to be out there. I mean, Dane Dunning, fine pitcher for the Texas Rangers, but the Angels are not facing the absolute best pitching staffs right now. And they're really, really just struggling to kind of get things going. You look at what they've done over the past month, they're bottom five in runs scored. They're bottom five when it comes to wins above replacement from their position players. And yes, a lot of that has to do with the fact that Mike Trout has been hurt. Anthony Rendon has been hurt. Justin Upton and Jared Walsh have all missed some amounts of time during that stretch. That being said, that does speak to some of the issues the Angels might have from a depth perspective that has really hurt the team over the years. So it's crazy. The offense is really holding the team back right now, and the pitching is, for the most part, doing an extremely good job, especially when you're looking at the starting rotation for the Angels. So in this game, yeah, again, nothing really happened for the Angels offensively. They had 3 hits in this game, 2 walks. There were not many base runners. They did not have a single extra base hit. And the unfortunate truth about this Angels offense right now is basically if Shohei Ohtani is not having a monster game, it's very likely that the Angels offense is not doing much of anything. Yes, you're going to get some base hits from David Fletcher. Max Stassi obviously has been fantastic, but this is just not a very good lineup right now. And it's kind of a shame because we saw a tremendous outing from Chris Rodriguez, who made his first major league start as a starting pitcher. Obviously, we saw him up earlier this year, but this was the first time we saw him in the rotation, and he was nothing short of fantastic. And I actually think if you look at just the raw numbers from the box score, 6 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 of those earned, I think that's not doing justice for the kind of outing that he had. I think it's worth noting that, again, one of those four runs was unearned, and two of those earned runs were inherited runners that scored. And yes, I think Rodriguez deserves some of the blame for that. He did leave the game with runners on first and third and no outs, but it does speak to the problems the Angels bullpen has had this year to not strand any of those runners and to allow both of those guys to score. But I think if you take a deeper look at what Rodriguez did in this game, I think there were a lot of encouraging signs. And I think there's one number that really sums it up quite well for me. And that is his called strikes plus whiff percentage. And to make this as simple as possible, called strikes, easy enough. Whiffs are any pitch that you swing at and swing and miss on. 38% of his 86 pitches were either whiffs or called strikes. And just for reference, anything that's really above 35%, if you're getting to 40 or above, that's pretty much elite. So you think about that. More than a third of the pitches that Rodriguez threw were called strikes, fooled the batters, or just simply had them swinging and missing. So I think when you look deeper into this outing, I think there were a lot of encouraging things that Rodriguez was able to do. And this is really notable because this is a guy who, yes, he was starting in the minor leagues when the Angels sent him back down, but they were still being very cautious with him. The fact that he came out and pitched against a legitimate, I mean, the Rangers are not a good offense by any stretch, but it's a major league lineup, and he threw 86 pitches, did an extremely good job. He went deep into the game and gave the Angels a chance to win this game. The fastball velocity, as you would have expected, was a little bit lower just because he was pitching longer into the game. He was more 94 to 96, but the pitch was extremely good. Lots of weak contact, lots of grounders, lots of swing and misses, and the usual off-speed stuff was pretty darn good. We saw a lot of really high-quality slider cutters, some good curveballs, not as much as the changeup as we might have seen before, but, I mean, you look at what he did in this game, and I think there's real reason to be optimistic about what we saw. This is just another trend of an Angel starter doing something extremely well. You look at what the rotation has done over the past 30 days or so, one of the best rotations in the entire sport. Unfortunately, it's coinciding with the fact that the Angels just cannot score any runs right now. But we are going to kind of spend the rest of the episode talking about the promotion of these young guys and really talking about why it's going to at least make the final few months a little bit more engaging. But there was one other piece of news I wanted to pass along, or I guess two pieces of news. The first one, it's regarding Mike Trout, Anthony Rendon. Both of them stayed behind in Anaheim for this road trip. Take that for what it is. We have not really gotten any positive updates with either of those guys in a couple of weeks, so it's becoming a little worrisome that we might not see these guys really anytime soon, and I don't know, possibly anytime this year, because the timeline seems to be getting moved back every single day. So both Rendon and Trout are not traveling with the team for this little road trip, and we got an announcement for a Shohei Ohtani start. He is going to start on Wednesday against the Texas Rangers. If you remember, Ohtani was supposed to start on Monday, but, or I should say on Sunday's start originally was when it was supposed to happen, but it got pushed back because he was in the dugout, got hit by foul ball on one of his fingers on his throwing hand. No, you cannot make this stuff up. This is the total embodiment of an Angels injury, but seems like he's fine. He's going to make his start on Wednesday, and obviously that should be quite a bit, or quite fun to watch. We're going to take our first break of this episode. When we get back, we're going to kind of pivot over to talking about the promotions of several of these young Angels prospects and players, and kind of talk about what it means for the rest of the season. But before we do so, let me tell you about Wild Alaskan Company. We all know we should be eating more fish to get our omega-3s and protein, but the seafood counter can be intimidating. Wild Alaskan Company takes the guesswork out of buying wild-caught seafood. They deliver high-quality, sustainably sourced wild-caught seafood right to your door. Choose from salmon, whitefish, or some kind of combination, and every month there are different specials to explore. And right now, you can get $15 off your first box of premium seafood when you visit wildalaskan.com/MLB. That's wildalaskancompany.com/MLB for $15 off your first box. So let's get back into the second part of this episode and let's kind of talk about what it means that we have the top four Angels prospects, I guess in the case of Joe Adell. He's technically not a prospect, but you get the point. All four guys are up in the major leagues, and based on the comments from Joe Maddon, the fact that they're up, the fact that the Angels' playoff odds are seemingly dead at this point, it's pretty safe to say that these guys are going to be up for good for the rest of the year. And I think, to be honest with you, it's the correct move. There was a time and point over the last few weeks where the Angels were close enough. It felt like Mike Trout, Anthony Rendon could come back at some point. Maybe there was a sliver of hope that the Angels could make things interesting this year. And I even said as much as the trade deadline approached. But as time goes on, we've seen more and more. The Angels, unless an absolute miracle happens, they're not going to be making the playoffs. They're way back in the wild card standings right now. I believe it's up to 8 games after Monday's loss, or 7.5 games. Their playoff odds are close to zero. No sign of Mike Trout, Anthony Rendon coming back. So this is probably the right time to really see what you have with some of these young players. And at the very least, it's going to make for an interesting last few months of the season. So on Monday, before the game, Chris Rodriguez obviously was announced as the starter. He's obviously been up earlier this year, but making his first MLB start is kind of a big deal, and it does sound like he's going to be in the rotation for the Angels, and what looks like it could be a 6-7 man rotation for the Angels. And Joe Adell, while he did not start on Monday's game, it does sound like he's going to be getting those everyday reps in left field or right field, at least until Mike Trout does return this season. And combine that with Reed Detmers getting called up and making his first MLB start, and Brandon Marsh obviously coming up a few weeks ago to make his MLB debut. It's pretty clear the Angels are trying to give these guys a chance, and based on where the Angels are at and the production they're receiving in several different areas for the team, I think this is the right move. And I think it's a win-win situation for the Angels. And I think if you look at both scenarios, it makes plenty of sense. Look, if these guys produce over the coming months, you're feeling really good. That means you've got several young players who can contribute for you. They're young. You can believe in the sustainability of their production. And I think the most important thing for the Angels is you've got some young, cost-controlled players, guys that are not going to cost you a lot in terms of payroll, guys you can build around. That creates a real window to build around Brandon Marsh and Reed Detmers and Chris Rodriguez and Adell. So I think this is that's the optimal scenario for the Angels. Obviously, you would love for them to produce at a big level. But even if there are some question marks, at least if you give these guys a few months to go out there, get everyday at-bats if you're Joe Adell or Brandon Marsh, get starts every 5 or 6 days if you're Reed Detmers or Chris Rodriguez, let's see what they have. If the Angels are not going to make the playoffs this year, which, again, very, very, very unlikely that they're going to do so, at least make use of the last few months. And I think this is the right direction to go. See what these guys have. If things are going well, you can go into the offseason and say, you know what, we feel good about Joe Adell as our opening day center or right fielder in 2022. We like what Brandon Marsh has done. We can pencil him in as the center fielder or left fielder or whatever positions they play. Same thing for Rodriguez and Detmers. If you're feeling good about these guys going into the offseason, that's fantastic. That makes for a much, much easier offseason for the Angels. They can really zone in on different areas. And if it's clear that at the end of the season, they're not feeling super comfortable about these guys taking everyday roles, or at least a couple of them, then you go from there. But for the Angels to take that next step, they've got to see what these guys have. It's very obvious from looking at the rest of the roster and some of the other guys in the upper minors. I mean, these four players, the guys that we have been talking about in the second part of the episode, a lot of the Angels' fortunes are going to rest on these guys. If they can turn these guys into high-quality MLB players, the Angels are going to be a good team, and I have no problem saying that. If they're able to hit on some of these guys, even if they hit on two or three of these guys, that is a big, big deal for the Angels. And given the circumstances of where they're at this season, it's the right move to make. And I know it sucks that we're essentially saying they're not going to make the playoffs. We're going to use the last few months as development time for these guys. But I do think it's the best way to finish off the season. There is a chance that the Angels can finish under 500 this year, and you can still feel confident going into the offseason. Because if these guys produce, if these four players that we've been talking about, Joe Adell, Brandon Marsh, Reed Detmers, Chris Rodriguez, if those guys produce, you get a healthy Mike Trout back next season. Shohei Ohtani is going to win MVP this season. They've got a rotation that's been performing much, much better. A lot of young guys stepping up and some money to spend this offseason. Hey, you know what? You can go into the offseason feeling a little bit better about where you're at. We're going to take our final break of this episode, but before we do so, let me tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all of the action at Bet Online. Get all of the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs. And make sure to head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today at betonline.ag and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all of the parts that you need. Well, luckily, there's Rock Auto, and you have computers with access and at home and in your pocket. You can save time and money while using Rock Auto. This is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Most importantly, prices are reliably low for every single customer. So make sure to head to the website at rockauto.com right now and see all of the parts available for your car or your truck. Just write Locked On in there. How did you hear about us box so they know we sent you? Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com. So let's wrap up today's episode. It's a weird time for the Angels because they are not playing very good baseball right now, but at the same time, the baseball is going to be more interesting just because of how the roster construction is right now. Joe Adell, Brandon Marsh should be getting everyday at-bats in the outfield. Reed Detmers and Chris Rodriguez are in the rotation. You combine those two guys with Shohei Ohtani, Patrick Sandoval, and you're all of a sudden semi-excited about seeing some of these Angels out there. Obviously, that goes without saying, talking about Shohei Ohtani and what he's doing. So the team success is obviously not there this year. They're almost certainly not going to make the playoffs. But as we talked about in this episode, the final 2 months could be enjoyable if Mike Trout returns, if Anthony Rendon returns. We see some positive developments from some of these younger guys. It could be interesting, and you could at the very, very least go into the offseason feeling a little bit better about where they're at. But I believe that's all I've got for today's episode. So as always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there. We will talk some Angels baseball on Wednesday. Betting on Major League Baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game. if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Just make sure to follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcast from.